Hi, this is Sandy Carter. I'm the Vice President for SOA and Web Series Strategy Channels and Marketing. And joining me here today is Eric Baxley, who is one of the key product marketing folks on WebSphere and SOA as well. And what we're going to do is talk to you about one of the five SOA entry points. Again, SOA is a huge opportunity. Forrester says that about 70% of large enterprises are using SOA today. And part of the reason they're using SOA today is because of the return on investment or the cost savings that they are seeing from some critical value props of service-oriented architecture. Now, we know that service-oriented architecture brings about flexibility to a business, which is so extremely valuable, that strategic flexibility that allows them to be able to change quickly, to change according to market dynamics, and it allows them to change in order to innovate, to have innovation that matters. Now, service-oriented architecture also brings to bear the values of cost containment. A lot of that comes from reuse, but reuse also brings with it some of the flexibility. So as we look at these kind of two entry points, connectivity and reuse, we see connectivity being crucial to service-oriented architecture because services through new business channels are crucial, especially service-based connections with trading partners. And as we go through, we'll talk about how you might get started looking at connectivity and reuse. But some of the savings are 2 to 4 times that of custom-built integration that you might see in the marketplace. Now, on reuse, as we talk about reuse, we're really looking at the value prop of flexibility and the elimination of duplication of cycle times and really an expanded access to core applications. So this is not just about IBM reusing IBM components, but also looking at reuse of .NET, reuse of SAP and Oracle apps, as well as some reuse of maybe RPG code with the iSeries, as some of our examples show. Now, as you look at really creating and reusing services, some of the things you need to think through is really a portfolio management view of your business. What services do you really need to run your business? Once you identify those high-value services, you need to see, are there existing assets in your environment? And if so, could you service-enable them for reuse? Now, you could fill in the gaps by creating new web services. And as you know, IBM is a huge supporter of web services. Web services and XML are the two critical technologies for SOA. Now, once you have all these services, obviously you need a place to place them. So you need to think through your registry and your repository to help facilitate a centralized access and control for all of these reusable services. Now, I know from looking at the data from the Mercer study, as well as from data from IBM, that reuse and connectivity are crucial elements of SOA and crucial entry points that we're seeing. In fact, from software productivity research, we see that it's 5 times less expensive to reuse existing applications than to write new ones. So we have an expert on the phone on what do you really need to think through in terms of reuse. So Eric, I'd like to kind of really address to you, what are some approaches to thinking through reuse and connectivity?
Very good. Thank you, Sandy. Yeah, you can really take a 3-step approach to this reuse and connectivity thought. And really, the first part is creating new value from your existing assets and services. Second, identify assets for continued investment and use. And then lastly, what you want to do after you've found all these different assets around is then connect them together to make everything come together. And what I can do is go in a little bit more detail on each of these 3 steps. For instance, under create new value from existing assets, take for instance one of our products, our WebSphere application server. I mean, the main point here is you can create new value from existing assets and services. It helps you, our product there, to assemble reusable assets, to run those assets in an environment whose security and scalability and availability can be reused by other applications, and then you can connect those assets to other applications. So it's a very powerful product we have there. But in addition to our application server, what you want to look at in your environment, let's say a customer potentially has some assets on System Z, and so what you want to do there is take a look and reuse your assets there, and we can analyze applications for reuse for potential there. You can create business services from existing transactions, right, for Kix and WebSphere J2EE using up-to-date Eclipse-based tools. And now we have a graphical service flow composition tool for creating business-level web services from those Kix transactions. And so we have this graphical tool that helps a lot to not only compose process flows, but we also have you can create new services from character-based interfaces. So we have some very neat things there. Also, the second step that I mentioned, when you want to get into identify your existing assets, we have some great products to address that, which I'll get to in a second. But some of the questions you should pose for yourself in the second step is really, you know, let's say I have hundreds of programs using many different technologies. You know, how do I understand and identify those assets that would be good services for my SOA? So one of the things you want to ask yourself is first, you know, how do I discover program units and business rules for reuse? You know, how do I wrap programs as services and create composite applications? And lastly, how do I deploy into a robust, flexible SOA runtime environment? And so some of the, if you get down to the product level that we can leverage there to address, you know, you can use your WebSphere Studio Asset Analyzer for an enterprise-wide repository of application insight. And then our Asset Transformation Workbench, you know, for project-level tool for mass change projects, providing in-depth code analysis and so forth. And then lastly, our WebSphere Studio Enterprise Developer. And then as Sandy mentioned before, we, in this second step of identify your existing assets, clearly the WebSphere Service Registry and Repository comes into play here. You know, it really improves that visibility, that reusability, adaptability, and clearly a way to manage all your different services. And then the last part in this step, number two, Sandy, is really in identifying assets is taking advantage of our SOA Business Central, you know, where you can find in one place a comprehensive list of all our IBM and partner offerings. And so now that I've stepped you through step one and two, the final step is really connecting those services. And briefly, it's a two- or three-step process here. You want to lay down that messaging backbone to power your SOA, and that's our WebSphere MQ product. Second, you can then, on top of that, lay down an enterprise service bus. And as we all know, we have two offerings right there. We have our WebSphere ESB, and that's the ESB for web services, including the latest web services standards. Then we have our WebSphere Message Broker, the advanced ESB for high-performance integration of web services and non-web services assets. And then lastly, in connecting all these services, actually you can pull in the notion of adapters as well, right? The ability to augment your standard advanced ESB to connect to certain non-standard environments like packaged applications like SAP and PeopleSoft. And finally, the one to finish off this third step is really taking advantage of our data power. You know, leverage the power of WebSphere Data Power SOA appliances. It's that hardened SOA infrastructure for on-demand, scalable, multi-protocol messaging and any-to-any data transformation and security. So, Sandy, really, those are the three steps, the approach to reuse and connectivity.
Okay, great. So let me just summarize. In connectivity, the suggestion is really to look at your business needs. So this is really all about the business. You could start with a messaging backbone that would leverage messaging and web services protocols as a foundation for SOA connectivity. You could enable mediated exchange between services by leveraging an ESB. Or you could go with a new form factor, a specialized device to provide scalable web services connectivity in things like an SOA appliance, a hybrid between hardware and software. On the reuse thought, which I think is probably part of the biggest bang for the buck, in fact, Amy Wall says, with reuse, solving the next business problem can be done much more quickly and efficiently. I think you want to think through what services are needed to run your business, back to that portfolio management. Then identify the high-value existing IT assets and service enable them for reuse. Fill in the gaps by creating new services for today's business needs and future reuse. And then make sure eventually you're going to get to need a registry repository and one that is a federated view, like our WebSphere Service Registry and Repository, that will facilitate centralized access and control of those reusable assets. Now, this is really exciting, Eric, but do we have a customer example maybe that you could really bring this home to life?
Yeah, the perfect customer to highlight. Actually, I have a handful, but I'll try to pick one of my favorites. And, you know, that is standard life. And, you know, and let me give you a little background here. So standard life is part of their SOA implementation. They've built a new, more flexible customer service process, allowing their customers, which in this case are IFAs, independent financial advisors, really to get a better response from standard life and in turn get better results for all the parties around. And one of the ways they did this is really they had 300 business services in production, and really they achieved a reuse of more than 50%, which, you know, really lowered their costs, and they could pass on that savings to their IFAs, making them more competitive as well. And so the question is, you know, they achieved this reuse of 50%. You know, how did they do it? And really, two or three steps here. You know, they built and extended their SOA solution using core systems, right? They deployed a WebSphere application server, as I mentioned before. They integrated everything through an advanced ESB, WebSphere Message Broker. And lastly, they invoked Kix applications as web services in a Kix transaction server. And one of the other benefits that they achieved was some of the other savings. They actually achieved over $5 million in development costs, so a huge savings. And customer search service is an example of one of these reuse components. So rather than going off and building a new customer search service each time, they just did it once, and they reused it in 19 different applications. And so this new approach allowed them to offer their information faster, more flexibly, at a lower cost to all their IFAs, these independent financial advisors. And in consequence, they were voted Company of the Year by the IFAs.
Excellent. And I know that they have saved over 4 million pounds to date, and they're saving about 1 million pounds a quarter based on that reuse. But probably most importantly, in addition to the savings, is the business flexibility that SOA has brought to them. So if you are interested in an SOA entry point of connectivity and creating and reusing services, you can contact us by sending an email to soa@us.ibm.com. Thanks for your time.